Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the new year, into the playoff week. It is a festivus for the rest of us. We will be meeting all downtown on Saturday evening. It'll be a little bit chilly when the Ravens get together with a very familiar foe. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be in for the wild card game. Dogs and cats. I didn't even know they were allowed to come here. It's only been 3 decades. We are getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. As you know, it's been snowing all week. It's been crazy. Lib's Grill in Bel Air on Tuesday, allegedly the destination, but that remains to be seen. I must say, I still have one Raven scratch off left from all of it, but I did get my own scratch off. Gigi Causey sent me a birthday gift that I found triple threes. This is actually this is my lottery ticket, not one I give away, one that someone gave me. I haven't even scratched it yet. Maybe I've won $13,333. And then maybe I could afford to go on this purple magic carpet ride with you, Luke Jones. Luke, of course, covers all things Ravens for us. It was a weird weekend where individual $3 million catches in Tampa and $300,000 sacks and all of the bonuses and all the coaching carousel and all that went on. The Ravens were first up on Saturday afternoon. It was ugly. It was sloppy. It was us. It was all of that. But as you pointed out in your column at Baltimore Positive, a little wake-up call, especially when you're playing teams that have beaten you and that have owned your ass and didn't look so good and haven't looked so good the last month. They're a 9.5 point favorite. I mean, like, they should just roll the ball out, and the Steelers are just going to curl up into fetal position. I don't think it's going to be that way on Saturday night, but let's have at it. How are you? Happy football to you. Happy playoffs, tournament, whatever we're calling this, wild card weekend.
We've waited 12 months for this. I guess closer to 11 months, right? After the AFC title game loss last year. I mean, it's such a long journey. You don't know exactly how it's going to go. You don't know how healthy you're going to be. We've talked about it. The Ravens have been so healthy. We'll get into Zay Flowers here at some point, but here we go. The second season, the real season around here. When you've been as successful as the Baltimore Ravens have been in the regular season, when Lamar Jackson has been healthy over the last 6 years, this is what matters. This is what everyone's been waiting for. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are coming to town. And as you pointed out, a very, very much an underdog Pittsburgh Steelers, and rightfully so. They've been awful over the last month. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat that, but it is a division rivalry. It is Ravens Steelers where, I mean, they kind of epitomize the concept of throwing out the records, throwing out the statistics, knowing that it's going to be, going to be a battle, a fight. I think the Ravens are a justified 9.5 point favorite based on how these teams have looked over the course of the season and more specifically over the last 4 weeks. But to your point, if the Ravens have the mindset that they're just going to roll the ball out and show up and Pittsburgh's going to just lay down on the field at M&T Bank Stadium, I think they'll be in for a rude awakening in that regard. But I don't expect them to do that. So
Well, 9.5
here we
points
go.
is indicative of the last month, in no way indicative of the rivalry. I can't
No.
expect this to go to 10.5. I would think it'll come down to 8.5 or something because, like, these games are always close. The Steelers know how to play it. They're not as banged up as maybe they once were, and Highsmith was messed up, and Watt was more of a question, and here they go. Losing to Cincinnati, not a great look. Cincinnati was playing to try to get in, I guess. And what are you playing for? And does Pittsburgh want to go to Houston or go to Baltimore? I don't know. The Chargers had that going on. Chargers look like they rolled out of bed the wrong way against Oakland. I'll continue to call them Oakland because I picked up an Oakland Raiders belt buckle over the weekend from my pal JT the Brick. But it could be worse. We could be in Oakland or the New York Giants or any of these godforsaken places, the Bears, where you think you have a quarterback, you're not sure if you have a coach, not sure if you have a general manager. The Jets are interviewing Rex Ryan. So I would just say, things are calm here because they've really played good football. They've won. But as that goes, dude, I'm a month out and saying I wouldn't bet a dollar on their defense, right? Or on their offensive line to not, put them in first and 25 or something stupid. So there was a lot of things that went wrong when they're losing to Cleveland earlier in the year. It feels like they've got it ironed out. until it rears its head in a game against a team that they were a 20-point favorite. And I know they won by more than that, but like, I like that Harbaugh was there and you guys are pressing him on. We didn't look as sharp as we want to look, and we got to come back and play on Saturday night. It's going to be cold again, and they know us, and we know them, and we might not have the speed guy that we need to get the ball up in the air. Might not be able to get the ball up in the air. The wind might be blowing. I don't know. I mean, one of the reasons you don't want to play in January in Buffalo is because you don't want it to be 21 degrees. Well, it's going to be 21 degrees here, maybe worse. So, from a temperature standpoint, from a climate standpoint for this rivalry and what the Steelers, dude, we were talking 2 weeks ago about how they own them. Be Christmas Eve, it was still a very lopsided rivalry. Now it's, well, look at the Steelers. They haven't won. They haven't played great, but they haven't been like blown out. They don't look like a good bad team. They look like a bad good team. Does that sound right? I've been trying to figure that out over the weekend. But as a 9.5 point dog coming in, I feel like it's a little disrespectful toward the Steelers. It's all the respect in the world for the Ravens to just go out there and mow them over, which they're capable of doing. I mean, there's no question. As we sit here and the snow falls and nobody's played a game and Mahomes is out shooting commercials and Travis Kelce's doing whatever he does with Taylor Swift for the next 10 days until they become relevant again, them and Detroit after waxing the Vikings in the second half on Sunday night. These teams that have to play this week, this is, to your point, this is everything. It's, I mean, Tomlin is tired of hearing he hasn't won these games. Russell Wilson's washed up. TJ Watt's not as good as his brother, sort of maybe, kind of, and has had no success in the post. I mean, they have all of that going on, and they know the way down here, and they know the way to the hotel, and that's why they're making this a Saturday night game. It's a heavyweight fight. I don't think it's a 10-point fight. Maybe I'm wrong, and I know it could be. If the Ravens show the best Ravens, the Ravens, I don't want to say rarely, the Ravens never show their best selves against the Steelers. They wax these NFC teams. If they get to Detroit in the Super Bowl, they'll be a 10-point favorite because they will have beaten everybody's ass the next 3 weeks. If they get to the Super Bowl, they will be a big-time favorite in the Super Bowl against anyone, any Jalen Hurts, your brother-in-law wants to send me, whatever. They're probably the best team in the tournament, right? I mean, I keep hearing all the talking heads say that, right? But Vegas, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, offsides, holes in the defense, things that haven't been an issue, kicker, all of the things that have not plagued them for a month. Now they need to do that for a month, perfectly, close to perfectly. I mean, Buffalo, Kansas City, what's lying over the hill? Perfect would be having a 17-3 lead at halftime and winning this game 41-14, beating them the way Bradshaw used to come in here and beat Burt Jones's ass 50 years ago. So there's my get off my lawn for January. Happy snow day to you.
They don't need to blow them out Saturday. I mean, I forget about that part. I totally disagree with
I want to
that.
feel
But
good about them going into this, not needing a 51-yard field goal in the typical. That's this rivalry. That is
I
this
feel like,
rivalry.
aren't you contradicting yourself though? I mean, you
Go
were
ahead.
just singing the praises. You were saying Pittsburgh hasn't been that bad. Although I disagree that they lost by 14 to Philadelphia. They lost by 17 to the Ravens. They lost by 19 to the Chiefs. They've stunk for the last month. Let's call a spade a spade. Now, they may not on Saturday night. I'm not expecting them to just lie down, but we can also say that the Ravens have looked like a legitimate Super Bowl contender over the last month, and the Steelers have looked every bit the part of a pretender over the last month. Now, that aside, everything you just laid out is fair. But everything you just said, every team is facing that right now. Every team that's not Kansas City is looking at this thing and saying, all right, what are we going to do to win the wild card round, other than Detroit, who of course has the first round bye in the NFC? What are we going to do in the divisional round? How are we going to, if we make it to the conference title game, how are we going to play there? I mean, this is all about stacking good performances, but I don't need to see the Ravens go out and blow out the Steelers by 30 points to just win. Now, you don't want to kick the ball around. You don't want to turn it over four times and win 10 to 9 or Or if you turn it over four times, you're probably going to lose, right? I mean, we just know how those types of games work, and we understand what the Ravens have looked like in January at various times in recent years. You know, it's why we're having the discussion that we are right now. But the Ravens are a justified 9.5 point favorite. I mean, they absolutely are. They've looked like a championship contender over the last month, and Pittsburgh has not even close. I mean,
100% agree with that. I want them to go
yeah.
out and play to that.
Well, I mean, to a point, sure, but I don't care about style points in January. Just win. Just win. So, sure. I mean, to a degree, I suppose, but for me, it's just take care of your business. And, you know, you alluded to it, and I did write about it at BaltimorePositive.com. And, yeah, these weren't colossal red flags. I think these were more reminders as far as Saturday's game against Cleveland, where, you know, the offensive line, specifically the interior offensive line, struggled. You know, I think for all of the flowers that we have handed the offensive line, and look, the group ended up holding together way better than many people anticipated. But we've also seen the times where when it struggled, it's really struggled and it's really messed up their operation. And more specifically, their guards, you know, McCary was barely played on Saturday night. He's dealing with an illness all week. So, you know, they rotated in Voorhees, they rotated in Ben Cleveland. But even if it's a healthy Patrick McCary, it's a question mark. Daniel Faalele, like, good stories, a Pro Bowl alternate, sure. Do I really think he played at a Pro Bowl alternate level? No, not even close, but he's still, you know,
That happen.
well, because the Pro
I
Bowl
it's
doesn't
a Pro
matter.
Bowl. Yeah, I
I mean,
mean,
it
but it
matters at the
does if these
top in
guys get
terms.
paid.
Yeah, it matters at the top in terms of I think there's something to be said for the starters. I think there's something to be said if you're an initial selection, but when you get beyond that and start getting into alternates and who gets to, I mean, Snoop Huntley was a Pro Bowl alternate selection.
Speak to that with Zay Flowers and let's have a Zay conversation on this because he was shown exuberant and Derrick Henry's like, you know, let me know when I get my ring and my bust because those are the only things that matter today. Derrick Henry's got $100 million in the bank. I mean, it's just you see the differences and where all the want is for all of this and where the newness for a guy like Zay Flowers that feels like he's coming into his own. He probably ain't gonna be on the field Saturday, or where are we? How are you? Where are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, well, I'm sure John Harbaugh is not going to say a whole lot about it unless it's a case where he's definitively out for a couple weeks and then you're wondering if he's going to be able to make it back for the AFC title game or something like that. Again, that's just my conjecture there. But the initial reporting, I mean, I know Ian Rappaport had made a, you know, had a post about it late Saturday night, I think it was, or early Sunday morning. To your point, all the days are still running together post holidays. But, you know, the initial, some of the language that John Harbaugh used when you try to read the tea leaves when you've covered him long enough, and some of the initial reporting out there, it does feel like this week's going to be, at best, really iffy for Zay Flowers. So does that mean he can't play whatsoever? No, but does it look like there's a good chance he's going to miss this game? I mean, again, you kind of hear when John Harbaugh is saying that someone, quote, has a chance, that usually means it's not a very good chance. So we're going to see how it plays out. And let's be
You're
clear.
talking about a wheel on a speed guy. That's tough.
Right. And that's where you look at this thing through the lens of course, you want to have him out there. Of course, you're a much better offense with him. At the same time, he's not your entire offense either, right? I mean, there's one guy that they can't afford to not have out there. It's Lamar Jackson. I mean, even Derrick Henry, you can piece it together for a couple games, right? Because we've seen that
We'll
this
argue
team's.
about that once they get eliminated or win the Super Bowl because we did that last week. Because I keep thinking, you would not want to get off the bus without Derrick Henry
What? No,
Saturday night.
that's
You
not
know,
what
I
I'm
don't know.
saying. That, see, you're complaining what I said. I'm saying if you had to. This team's been able to run the ball for
I'm
7 years
writing
with
this
Lamar
week about what a
Jackson.
difference maker he is, and we'll hold that one to the next segment because
Okay.
I'm going to write a column a little bit around that this week because I do think if they're in the promised land, it would be because of him. So when you're saying,
Oh, it's because of Lamar Jackson.
who can we afford to, no question about that. I've
Yeah.
seen their
I mean,
backup
Lamar's got to
pass.
play like Lamar.
I saw
That
everybody's backup
continues
this
to be
weekend.
the, yeah. I mean, that continues to, right. I mean, and this is why I pushed back all so much, not just with you, but in general, about what happened in that Kansas City game last January. Yeah, should they have run the ball more? Sure. But Lamar Jackson didn't play like Lamar Jackson in that game. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Josh Allen in Buffalo has to play like Josh Allen if the Bills are going to get to the Super Bowl. If the Chiefs are going to three-peat, Patrick Mahomes has to look like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you need your biggest star to be your biggest star. But of course, Derrick Henry's important. Zay Flowers is important. Mark Andrews is important. Defensively, boy, if Kyle Hamilton, when you see him go down, even though he quickly came back into the game on Saturday night, it's a reminder of how important he is. I mean, you need your biggest stars to be available and to play like stars. So I think, but to bring it back to Zay Flowers, because we're not talking about hypotheticals here, we're talking about someone who's dealing with a knee injury right now. I think it's one of those deals where you have to strike the right balance between understanding that, yes, you have to win Saturday's game, right? I mean, you can't just say, "Oh, well, we're just going to hold them out, for next week." Well, there might not be next week, but at the same time, if he's nowhere close to even 90% or 85%, let alone 100%, that's where you have to be a grown-up about it and say, "If another week gets him much closer to being Zay Flowers, then we've got to give it another week, and we've got to hope that everyone else, in the same way that they held Mark Andrews out against Houston last year, and he came back against Kansas City. Now, he wasn't much of a factor, but the point was he had started practicing, but they said, hey, he's not ready for Houston. He's not close to being Mark Andrews. So, I think it'll become, it seems like it'll become pretty apparent over the course of the practice week. I mean, if Zay Flowers doesn't practice all week, on the heels of how that injury looked, which didn't look catastrophic, but it didn't look great either, right? I mean, it wasn't like an ACL or anything like that, I don't think.
Well, it
Obviously, I
got
mean,
him off
it,
the field.
yeah, I mean, but it was one of those more where he kind of got hit in two different directions, and it almost looked like it was below his knee where the injury actually was. It was almost like the top of his shin. So we're gonna see. I think, there is some, not albeit limited history, but remember he got hurt fairly early in that Tampa Bay game, for example. Go look, the Ravens scored plenty of points that night, right? I mean, it's not as though this offense is doomed without him, but it's certainly not its optimal peak per level in terms of what it can do. So that's where, the silver lining Saturday night was Rashad Bateman doing what he did, and Mark Andrews continuing to have a strong finish to the season. And yes, Derrick Henry running the football, and you're hoping Justice Hill's back after, this past week he missed because he was sick. I mean, they said his concussion symptoms had cleared up, but he wasn't able to practice to actually go through the protocol. That's why he didn't play against Cleveland. So, everyone has to step up. But on the flip side of this game, again, the Ravens, they've got to score points. They've got to block, obviously. You have to handle that Pittsburgh defensive line. But my big question, if I'm looking at this as a more objective observer and not just someone who's looking at it from the Ravens perspective, is how's Pittsburgh going to score points? I mean, are you kidding me? They only scored 17 points at home against that Cincinnati Bengals defense that hasn't stopped anyone all year. So to me, I mean, that's the big question mark here. I mean, the Ravens will score points. I don't think they're going to hang 40 on Pittsburgh because it's Pittsburgh, right? It's Ravens Steelers. At the same time, Russell Wilson with those moon balls, especially if it's cold and windy, how's that going to play out? Are they going to be able to run the ball against the Ravens, who have stopped the run well all year long? So, I mean, it's look, I hear everything you're saying about the rivalry, and I've lived it. I've watched it. Myself, anyone who's seen this thing from the beginning knows that you don't make any assumptions with Ravens Steelers. At the same
Steelers look
time,
really ripe right now to be taken,
yeah,
right?
they
At
look
nine, there
bad.
has
They've
been
looked
no nine and
bad.
a half point, favorites in this. But I've seen every Ryan Mallett. I'm going to have
Sure.
Charlie Batch on the show this week. I promise you, as the snow falls here, that we will, bring up ancient history of who the Steelers are and what they represent, and that's why the league wants the game. I would be shocked if it's a nine and a half. Not shocked, because I wouldn't be shocked that the Ravens could play great. The Ravens don't play great against the Steelers. I don't know why. I do know why that they play great against these NFC teams that can't scout team it, can't prepare for it, don't have an answer for Lamar, don't, once Derrick Henry gets his legs going, if he gets his legs going, they have to run the ball, right? They have to commit to the run the way they did in the second half against Cleveland the other day. Because Schwartz had it pretty tied up early on, and
Yeah, they didn't
that
run the ball well at all. I mean, Derrick Henry had 8 yards in the first half on six carries. I mean, they weren't
that's
running the
my
ball.
point, is
Sure.
even this week they have spit it up. So if at halftime it's 7-6 and they're playing the Steelers in that kind of game, I will not be shocked, but it will mean they're missing kicks. They're not converting fourth downs. They're in
Penalties.
second and bad and not second and two. And that's first down, first down, first down. I go back to 2018 and 19. I will continue to beat on it. For anybody out there in the internet that's new to me, that thinks I'm a Lamar hater and all that, it's insane. Because this offense, when it's doing it right, is in second and two, second and three, second and one, never in third down, moving it, moving it, moving it. Left, right, air, down, ground, fast, not letting you substitute. All of that going on. I don't know. I've obviously they can do it. He's the best player on earth, dude. I mean, he is. I mean, you, I'm in. I'm sold. Now they got to go win uphill on the road. They've set this awful course for themselves to try to win a Super Bowl. It's terrible to try to win a Super Bowl beating the Steelers at home on a cold night, having to go on the road to Buffalo. It won't be warm. Having to go on the road to Kansas City. It won't be good. If they can do that, there'll be a statue of Lamar down to, there will be, because there's no way. I'll use the Marvin Lewis line that he used on me that week down in Tampa. There's no way we're losing. There's no way they'll lose to an NFC team as long as they get healthy. Lamar turns an ankle in Kansas City in the fourth quarter. I mean, bad, right? But they are on a pathway to win a Super Bowl, but they've laid it out in a really difficult fashion. They damn near almost had to go on the road to Pittsburgh to do it. If Pittsburgh didn't fold, they'd have to go to Pittsburgh. If they were the only ones that be, if Pittsburgh held their water, they'd be in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh fell apart, so they have to come here. That being said, I still think it's a tough game. It's tougher than a 9.5 point game or a 17 point 3 weeks ago. I've seen it too much to think it's going to be easy. And then once you get through this and you're already saying, we don't need style points. You don't need to cover the spread. Just beat them. Okay. And now you got to go to Buffalo. Now you got to go to Kansas City. That's where they are. And they're judged on that. It's not 1998 anymore. To your point, if they were to lose Saturday night,
It'd be as bad as the Titans lost 5 years ago, if not worse. Probably worse just because of it being Pittsburgh and the fact that we're 5 years later, right? I think you bringing that up, and I've even seen, not necessarily reporters, but Ravens fans on social media,
I
and
was just getting ready to
I don't mean the
say, this
collective.
is
I
a
don't mean
week
the
I want to take
collective.
phone calls from these people.
I don't mean
Yeah,
the
it would be
collective
an
here.
insane around you. You'd need a
I'm
seven,
talking
need a
about
17-second
measured.
delay.
I'm talking about measured people in my life who are Ravens fans whose opinions I value. Just in terms of, if we're having an adult beverage
People who
somewhere and
know
we're
how
talking about the
hard it
game.
is to do.
But I think I've seen a few of those types make mention of if the Ravens were to lose Saturday, talking about. Where do you go from there, in terms of coaching, in terms of, and let's call it what it is, John Harbaugh, right? I mean, in terms of if that would happen again, and we're not talking about going to Buffalo and losing. We're not talking about losing in the AFC title game. We're talking about losing on your home field to a Pittsburgh team that's looked lousy for the last month. And they have. Steelers have stunk for the last month. Let's call it what it is. They may not stink on Saturday night, but they've stunk over the last month. I mean, they have. But if you were to lose that game, boy, that's one where, as an organization, if you're Steve Bisciotti, you got to take a long look and say, why is this not progressing? Because we've got this incredible quarterback. We've got this team with nine Pro Bowlers. We've got this team that is first in DVOA again.
Oh, genius is everywhere. Just, I mean,
Right,
seriously,
exactly.
genius is everywhere.
Right. So I think, just looking at it through that lens, and I don't want to dwell on that part of it too much because. There's a game to talk about here, but I think looking at it through that lens, boy, you got to take a long look and to try to figure out why.
There's a lot of pressure in this tire if they begin the third quarter in
No,
peril.
no question, no
I mean,
question.
and it's
But
not going well.
because of what I just said, I mean, if you're Pittsburgh, No one's expecting you to beat to win. No one in Pittsburgh expects them to win. I was looking at some of the Pittsburgh media types. I mean, I was talking to my pastor Sunday morning at church. He doesn't expect them to win. He's a Steelers fan.
You got a priest that's a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
You better pray with him on Sunday morning. I want to see that together.
Oh, he's great man. Great man. Anyway,
Just not this week.
football team choice aside. But no,
Like Mike Tomlin, just not this week. You know, that's.
right. But the point is, the vibes there are terrible. So everything about this game does set up for the Ravens to be a 9, 9.5 point favorite. But Vegas doesn't play the game. You have to go out there and play the game, right? I mean, DVOA doesn't play the game. You have to go out there and play the game. And that's why, Saturday, they didn't turn the ball over, but they had penalties. Like I said, the interior offensive line is still, if there's something beyond turnovers, penalties, things of that nature that are, just the details. But if we're trying to like break down this thing from a matchup standpoint, and looking at the Ravens just in general, week to week from a matchup standpoint, it's still the interior offensive line that worries me, in terms of if there's an area that feels like it could hold them back. And maybe that's not so much the issue with Buffalo, because Buffalo's defensive line isn't, this imposing big physical line in the way that Pittsburgh has one, in the way that Kansas City has Chris Jones and that front posing challenges. But it's still their guard play. I mean, I love Linderbaum. I mean, Linderbaum's a Pro Bowl center, but he's flanked by two relative weaknesses on this football team. If you're talking about the 22 positions on the field, offense and defense, their guards are toward the bottom if you were going to rank them all 1 to 22.
An interesting
So,
take on that.
I mean,
As
and
much as
it's,
we do top 100 players in the league and like all that, the NFL Network does in the offseason, just ranking who are the best 22 players in the organization. That's an amazing thing you just said there because, the kicker's always been in the top three, right? I mean,
Right.
literally, like when you think about key moments and key players and where they are. They not had a running back who's been one of their 10 best players maybe since Ray Rice. So like I till now.
Sure.
So they're wide receivers. They haven't had a wide receiver that's been one of their 10 best players since Michael Jackson. maybe
I
Anquan
mean, not that
Boldin.
long. I was going to
Right.
say
Okay,
Anquan Boldin, and
but you know what I'm saying, right? So it is that's a fascinating case study that if let's say Eric DaCosta and I were still charmed friends, and we were getting together for a coffee if they were to lose on Saturday night, and you were to look at it and say, "Well, you played a whole season where your guards were the 20th and 21st and 22nd thoughts on your roster, and maybe it would have been better with Zeitler. Maybe you should have figured that out. I'm making
Sure,
that up,
sure, sure.
but if it falls short." A lot of times it does fall short in saying, how could we have been better? Where could we have been better? This team's loaded. I mean, like by any standard, even with Zay Flowers out on Saturday night, loaded and healthy as hell,
Yeah.
tested, disappointed, veteraned. Marlon Humphrey's having the time of his life. Andrews is back. Lamar's the greatest player on earth. Derrick Henry's in going to the Hall of Fame. Harbaugh's going to the Hall of Fame. Like all they really this is a good story, Purple Rain 3. But it's a really tough book to write when you look at the next month of where they've put themselves. And starting with the Steelers, there are people rooting for this. Not Harbaugh. I think maybe NBC was rooting for Harbaugh's brother. I don't know. Not even NBC. It's Amazon. I guess it's got the Saturday night game. Get your Prime out, everybody. I got your Prime right here. But I would have way rather seen Jim Harbaugh come in here with a bunch of cold Cali boys than see the Steelers pack a lunch bag and have Tomlin storming up and down the Three Rivers all week long, pissed off for all of them that they've been embarrassed the last 5 weeks. And he's probably not losing his job, but all the rest of them might be.
It's interesting you brought that up, because I really struggled. I went back and forth with, if someone were to ask me who I would have preferred the Ravens to have, the Chargers or the Steelers. I think if you eliminated the team names and just the history, and you just looked at the players on the field, I might have said that the Chargers would be a tougher matchup just because Justin Herbert's, in my mind, way better than Russell Wilson at this point in their respective careers.
By the way, you talk
And
about a grudge
generally,
match. Harbaugh's brother coming in here to eliminate him.
oh,
Wow.
sure.
That's a fight I wanted to see. I mean, that, like literally. So there was a point for me to say, and they went out there and waxed him pretty good. You know what I mean? So like the notion that they'd have any chance, they'd probably be a 12-point dog, wouldn't they? I mean, like literally, if this is 9.5, to me, the
But
Chargers might have been a 10.
I mean, I mean, let's be clear, the Ravens would be a clear favorite. I think the Chargers are better than the Steelers at this point in time.
Okay.
But that said,
I think the Steelers are going to give the Ravens a better game.
well, but that's not what I'm talking about here. And you're saying that based off of history. I don't know if you're saying that. You're not certainly not saying that based off of the last 4 weeks. I mean, the
I've
Pittsburgh,
watched them play. I
right? I
mean,
mean,
I
they,
have.
and that's my point. And that's what I'm talking about here in terms of that matchup. But when you throw the history in, when you throw the psychological factors in, when you throw the head coaches in, yeah, sure. I mean, I look
This
at it
team here
there.
lost at home to the Eagles 4 weeks ago, and since then they look like they've paved the purple road. But day after the Eagles game around here, not a lot different than the day after the Steelers lose to the Bengals in a game that sends them to Baltimore. That may be hard. Maybe Tomlin even likes it better and saying, "I'd rather go to Baltimore than Houston. I can get my guys fired up to go to Baltimore." So, and we've looked at that tape plenty. And Patrick Queen, I don't have to worry about him being ready to play. He's going to want to play. Now, whether he plays well or not, that remains to be seen. But I don't think there's going to be any motivational problem this week for the Pittsburgh Steelers after what they've been through, where all of it is, where your pastor is in your church, who loves the Steelers, anybody that loves the Steelers, looking at this saying, they should be better than this. They were better than this for a long stretch of period of time. Russell Wilson could be better than this. They could run the ball, but blah, 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 blah. Well, Saturday night, you're a 9.5-point favorite. Go out there and roll over and end your season and move to Cancun on Monday. I don't think the Steelers guys want to hear that. And I'll just say this. I saw a lot of teams that were playing for draft picks for their organizations, playing really hard over the weekend. I mean, I really did. And I don't think, I think that the motivation and the stakes of this time of year for the Ravens as well. But I think the Ravens have much tighter panties and much less latitude in these kinds of games at home on a really cold night where everybody's drunk and it's 10 o'clock and the game's closed and the Steelers are in town. Man, it just can't be a close game late at night or I'm not going to be able to manage it, Luke. And I'm not even there. I'm home with my cat, But I just think this is a tougher matchup than 9.5 points and taking the stripes off the helmets and all of that. And you know that.
I mean, it could be, or I could also see the Ravens beating them by 3 touchdowns. Because put it
They
this way,
should. They
if both
should.
teams bring their A game, the Ravens win fairly easily. Because I don't even know what Pittsburgh's A game is. Again, they don't score a ton of. They're not this explosive offense.
Well, the
Their
knucklehead
defense is
wide receiver you
right,
could turn that on,
right.
maybe,
Their
maybe.
defense is good, but it's not historic. All-time great Pittsburgh defense, right? I mean, Watt's a phenomenal player. Hayward's a phenomenal player. Their secondary's got some suspect members, right? So again, I look, Pittsburgh, what they like to do, like it's not even an A game thing. They like to turn it into a rock fight. Like they like to drag you down. Like they want it to be, put it this way, and I'll go with this since I started saying this A game thing. They want it to be bring you down to your C minus game, and they'll beat you with their C plus game, right? I mean, something like that. I mean, it's
By the
weird.
way, I just saw the forecast and I'm not making this up.
Cold and
Like,
windy, right?
no. They just updated the fore. I'm not
Potential for
making this
snow?
up. No.
Okay.
Precipitation, 5 to 6 inches of snow between 11 and 4 p.m. on Saturday the 11th.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, as you and I are talking, we're also 5 days out from that. A
I'm
good
just saying,
meteorologist
like,
would tell you.
it's going to be really cold and raw and nasty. And I don't know that that makes for a high-flying offensive act without Zay Flowers. I think that makes us a tougher game. And I'm not here to make a case for the Steelers.
I'm just,
I'm here to
well,
make a case
even
for
with that.
familiarity being a real problem in this football game for the Ravens. And leveling thing conditions are going to level this fight to not be as lopsided as the talent on the field would dictate. That's all.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you say the familiar, the Ravens are more familiar with the Steelers, too. I mean, I think part of the issue that Russell Wilson's had the last 3, 4 weeks is maybe teams have kind of figured out what he can do at this point and what his limitations are at this point. He's a very limited quarterback compared to what he was 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. So we're
Not
going
to
to
mention the
see.
limitations of the talent around him.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, again, we're talking about an offense that they didn't crack 200 yards against Cincinnati. The Bengals don't stop anyone. We saw that. We saw the Ravens twice just score and score and score and score. And they needed to because they couldn't stop Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. But for them to be that inept offensively against that defense, boy, and again, this has nothing to do with Ravens Steelers. I'm just talking about the Steelers right now. It's like it's gut check time for them. Like, where's your pride?
Defensively, first down for them, everything, right? Like stopping the run, getting on Derrick Henry, not letting
Sure.
Lamar get loose, all the things that they 12 months a year they're coaching in Pittsburgh, that first set of downs, neutralize that, get them the punt, and then we play the game. You know what I mean? And if it's not that, if it's first from the 25 and Henry 13 yards, Lamar 12 yards to Andrews. We're into the other ter boom, 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 boom. That's the way it's got to go for the Ravens for me on Saturday night. I need to see fast start. I need to see crispness. I need to see all of the things that neutralize whatever snow, whatever conditions, whatever decals are on one side of their helmet, not the other. And I still have never understood that from Yinzanot. And whatever jerseys they're wearing too, because that's always important too, whether it's a black hat or a purple hat. But it's going to be thick in there, right? I mean, the lights, nighttime, the stadium set up for all that stuff that Rocklet sells around there with the bright lights. This is big boy football. This is fun. Let's talk more about it. Let's take a break. I do want to talk Zay Flowers with you. I definitely want to talk more about Russell Wilson. We got the rest of the tournaments going on. We got other things going on. Luke will be out if his car can get him there in the snow to Owings Mills this week in a shortened week because it is a Saturday night football game. We're just excited. If you're on the WNST text service on Sunday night, people are asking Luke on Facebook, "Hey, what time's the game?" Get on the text service. You get it instantly. It's all available now. The Crab Cake Tour brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube Balticare. Getting back out on the road. Libs Grill in Bel-Air on Tuesday, weather pending. We'll have a whole bunch of reports here this week, and you can always stay with us at Baltimore Positive. We're always out on social media as well. Luke and I talking football. Playoffs. It's a Festivus for the rest of us, and the Steelers are coming to Baltimore for a playoff game for the first time since Donald Croner. My God, it's Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.